Good evening, everyone. Another day, another night shift. And the boo soap continues. I did a boo a few days ago, maybe a week ago now, about the fact that I really look forward to listening to people's boos. I listen to all the boos that I follow. They all come down automatically through Downcast. And when I'm at work, I can just do whatever I'm doing and listen to what everyone's got to say. And it really is fantastic. I keep using that word, but fantastic, I do like it. Not sure if you can hear that noise in the background, the humming noise. You could probably, every time I'm at work, you could probably hear that in my boos. I work for a company that sterilizes medical equipment, and that is our catalytic converter. It's a little device that, I say little device, it's massive. It costs about £5 million, but it's ridiculous. It just breaks down all the time. And you can constantly hear that humming. I feel sorry for the neighbours, actually. We are on a little industrial estate, but I'm sure the neighbours nearby could probably hear it as well. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I really look forward to listening to what everyone's got to say. And just when a subject starts, I look forward to listening to what everyone else inputs or listening to a conclusion, like says WordPress posturous issues. And by the looks of it now, she's starting to get it resolved. And I do feel her pain. She was up until 3 a.m. this morning trying to sort out the WordPress thing. And I can't count how many times I've, if I start on something on the computer trying to sort something out with my website or whether it's making some new music or something like that, I think to myself, right, the cutoff point is 12 o'clock and then I'm still sat there until 3 a.m. Hey, that's just the way it is, I suppose. Jacqueline B, her energy is fantastic. I use the word again, fantastic, but yeah, it is. She's really makes me smile with all the boos that she puts out. And I do second what Sayre said in regards to Paul's daughter, Grace. Whenever she's on one of his boos, she just makes me smile. Because like Sayre said, she's really intelligent and she's just like a little ray of sunshine. What else? I've learnt something else new this evening as well. Thanks to Slandy. Stefano, for his little insight into the maple syrup business. I've seen documentaries about Canada and northern parts of America before, and they've touched upon the maple syrup harvesting process, but that was a nice little insight there, so thank you for that, Stefano. Nick Holloway Vox as well. I really enjoy Nick's boos. He's a really intelligent guy and he's like a prophet, I think. He's just the things that Nick says, the subjects that he boos on, it really makes me think. And I'll throw back to something that was a subject in February. Other people caught on to this way before me, but it was the subject of who would you invite to dinner if you could. Alive or dead. I think it was 3 people, and I chose Ray Mears, Mark Knopfler, and some other folk. But I think if I was given the chance again, I would definitely pick all of my boo buddies, all the people that I follow. And no, I can't limit it to 3 people, really. I don't think I could possibly choose just 3. Because if I was to pick, say, Nick or Simon or people like that, I would leave out other people and it would be unfair because I'd really like everyone to be there. So I think my thinking on things like the celebrity, I don't really care really now. Just all these regular folk that boo all the time, I'd really like to have a chat with all you guys and girls. Okay, 10 seconds to go. I won't run out of time on this one, so I'll say goodbye and I'll say continue to boo because I really enjoy it. Thank you. Goodbye.